The Stark County Grand Jury has formally charged a Canton man with attempted murder. The indictment of 29-year-old Amir Richard also charges him with felonious assault and discharge of a firearm on or near a prohibited premises. Each charge includes a gun specification. On June 26th, Richard allegedly shot 35-year-old Jamar Gordon multiple times in Canton. The victim was seriously injured. Richard was arrested 1 week later. He's being held in the county jail in lieu of $100,000 bond. Richard is scheduled for arraignment tomorrow in Common Pleas Court. A New York-based company has agreed to purchase the owner of Wheeling and Lake Erie Railway. FTAI Infrastructure has agreed to pay $1.05 billion for the Brewster-based railway, which says it is the largest Ohio-based railroad entity and among the largest regional railroads in the country. The railway has approximately 425 employees, serving around 135 commercial customers and making 140,000 rail car loads annually. Its service area includes 840 miles of track in Ohio, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Maryland. The sale is expected to be finalized by the end of September. Michael DeSenza is the new Vice President, Chief Financial Officer of the Timken Company. His appointment by the Board of Directors was announced today, effective immediately. DeSenza has been with the Jackson Township-based maker of engineered bearings since 2000. He has held a variety of financial and accounting leadership roles, spending the last 10 years as Vice President of Finance and Group Controller. DeSenza succeeds Philip Vercassa, who Timken says is leaving to pursue another opportunity. Kent police continue to investigate a fatal two-vehicle collision that occurred Tuesday afternoon. 40-year-old Sean Phelps of Akron was pronounced dead at the scene. Police say he was thrown from his westbound motorcycle on Route 261 when it struck an eastbound SUV turning onto Franklin Avenue. The SUV collided with a southbound car stopped at the red light on Franklin. The East Liverpool School District is cited for spending funds not yet appropriated. That's according to an audit released today. The district had expenses of over $66,000, $55,000, $86,000, and $1.6 million from several funds as of June 2024. The audit recommends the school board closely monitor expenses and appropriations to reduce the chances of something similar from happening again. The district plans to implement additional oversight by the end of the fiscal year. Treasurer Anson Wiegand says the appearance of overspending was due to a timing matter with year-end transfers and not a budget overage. An audit released earlier this year determined the district spent tens of thousands of dollars they were not allowed to spend. Flooding caused by heavy rain forced a Youngstown bowling alley and concert venue to close early. Authorities say high water in a portion of the city's west side prompted West Side Bowl to close Wednesday night. The Mahoning Avenue establishment remained shuttered today, but is expected to reopen tomorrow. There was also flooding reported on Division Street. In the Weathersfield Township and Mineral Ridge areas, police say Salt Springs Road at Niles Carver Road experienced high water. Niles Carver was temporarily closed. A Youngstown man pleaded guilty to a weapons charge in federal court Tuesday. 55-year-old George Buchanan was arrested March 14th at a Market Street gas station. Police found a .38-caliber semi-automatic handgun in his vehicle. Witnesses told police Buchanan had fired two shots in the air outside a store at Market and East Midlothian Boulevard after being denied service. He was reportedly intoxicated. Buchanan went to prison for 4 years for wounding a man in 2017. He pleaded guilty to one count of being a felon in possession of a firearm. Sentencing is set for December 2nd. Three juveniles face robbery charges after an incident in Boardman. Police were called to a home Tuesday after a teen said several juveniles assaulted and robbed him. The victim said he had picked up old computer equipment from elsewhere in the township and was walking to a parking lot on Market Street when he was approached by two boys and a girl. The group allegedly beat him, and the girl said they were going to kill him. The suspects, 12, 13, and 15 years of age, were later arrested. Police are investigating a carjacking in Boardman Tuesday afternoon. A woman was in a store on Midlothian Boulevard when she was informed someone was trying to steal her car. She attempted to stop the theft but was dragged through the parking lot, suffering undisclosed injuries. WKBN-TV reports her phone was still in the vehicle, which was tracked and recovered from the Walmart parking lot on Doral Drive. A 17-year-old male was arrested inside the store on charges of receiving stolen property and complicity. The incident was captured on security video. The Trumbull County Grand Jury has indicted a man on charges stemming from a fatal shooting in Warren. 46-year-old David Hawley of Warren faces charges including aggravated murder with repeat violent offender and gun specifications, having weapons under disability, and tampering with evidence. 34-year-old Choice Washington was shot on Scott Street Northeast August 3rd. He died 3 days later. Court records do not indicate if Hawley has been arrested. A former assistant prosecutor for the city of Warren has pleaded guilty to charges in a federal bribery case. 52-year-old Nicholas Graham entered the pleas Wednesday in Cleveland federal court to a count of conspiracy. Charges of wire fraud and extortion were dismissed. Graham will be sentenced following a pre-sentence investigation. He was indicted in September 2024. In January 2020, Graham allegedly reduced criminal charges for local car dealer Brian Votino in exchange for free repairs. Graham was fired in September 2022. Votino pleaded guilty last month to a count of conspiracy and will be sentenced later. It's 84 degrees and Alliance at 5:09. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.